And here's the word of the Lord. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord and of one mind. Here's the word of God. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man unto the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, whom being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Verse number 8, our last verse, you want to, you can join in with me. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And the word of God is already blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
to welcome you this morning to New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. There is a word from the Lord. Yeah. I was glad when they said unto me,
yes, sir,
let us go into the house of the Lord. If you turn in your Bibles with us this morning to the New Testament book of Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. I want to shine a sermonic spotlight for my conversation with you this morning. Verses 9 through 11 of Philippians chapter 2. Verses 9 through 11. I'm reading to you from the King James Version. Let us pray. O Lord of God, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Yes.
Father God, once again, another time, just a few of your handmaid servants, we gather together to sit down at your feet to hear a word from you.
Yes.
Father God, we need a word from you. Without a word from you, what would we do? Father, in the midst of these perilous times,
yes,
you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes.
Said you would be a friend that's sticking closer than a brother.
Yes,
Father God, you said that you would meet our every need.
Yes,
Father God, in Psalms 91, you said that you would hide us in your tabernacle.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, you said you would not let the nuisance pestilence come near us,
yes,
our dwellings, our family.
Yes.
You said the arrow that fly by day,
thank you,
would not hurt us. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
But Father God,
hallelujah,
we ask that you create in us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit.
Please.
Father God, we ask that you just make your word plain to us.
Yes.
Draw back the drapes of misunderstanding.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, anoint our minds afresh.
Yes.
Father God, let your word go forth with power and with might.
Yes, Lord.
You said your word would not return unto you, Lord. Father God, I am unable to explain, exegete, preach, or teach this word.
Yeah.
So we ask you allow your Holy Spirit to come in and exhibit its perfect preaching and teaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said your people perish for lack of knowledge. So Father God, we ask you shake me, break me, mold me. Use me in spite of myself. And whatever is accomplished in this period of time, we will be so careful, oh Heavenly God, to give you all the praise and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people hear it.
Thank you.
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9 through 11. Hear ye the words of the Lord. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Yes.
That at the name of Jesus,
yes,
every knee should bow,
yes,
of things in heaven and things in earth.
Yes, Lord.
And things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess,
uh-huh,
that Jesus Christ,
yes,
is Lord,
uh-huh,
to the glory of God the Father. I'd like to speak with you today, preach and teach about that there is power,
uh-huh,
in the name of, yes, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
There is power in the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord.
You may take your seats wherever you are.
Thank you, Lord.
The text says, wherefore God has highly exalted him,
yes,
and given him a name which is above every name.
Yeah.
That at the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
every knee should bow.
Yes, sir.
Of things in heaven and things in earth.
Yes, sir.
And things under the earth.
Wow.
And that every tongue should confess, my brothers and sisters,
yes,
that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
Yes, he is. Oh, yes,
to the glory of God the Father. There is power,
yes,
my brothers and sisters,
yes, it is,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, it is. Yes, Lord.
Each of us this morning, wherever we live, wherever we are, everyone possesses a name given to them by their parents.
Yeah.
Perhaps we're named after some relative. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We were given a name after our grandmother, favorite aunt, grandfather, or member of our family. Coincidentally, my name, Warren, is of English-Irish derivation. It is a masculine given name.
Yeah.
It comes from Norman family in medieval Normandy. It means a protector or defender of people. It is by no mistake God gave my parents the idea to give me that name.
Yes.
And I am chosen to be the protector and defender,
yes,
of the New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Names are given to us by our parents.
Yes.
Sometimes they mean something, and sometimes we have that name because that is the name we were given. In our text, we are told of a name that has great significance.
Yes.
I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, the name of Jesus,
yes, yes, yes,
number one, is a special name.
Yes, yes, yes.
The name of Jesus stands out over every name.
Yes, Lord.
Name your heroes. Write their names as high in the columns of awareness in history as you can. And I reach above it and write the name of Jesus. Name your orators. Demosthenes and Cicero, Aristotle and Plato,
yes,
and I reach above their names and write the name of one who, when he speaks,
yes, sir,
the winds and the waves obey his voice.
Yes, sir.
Jesus,
yes,
the name that is above,
yes,
all names.
Yes.
There's no other name given among men,
no, sir,
by which we must be saved. Accept the name Jesus. The name Jesus, brothers and sisters, is a special name. Because Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, it was chosen by his father. Mary, who is his mother, was espoused to marry his earthly father, Joseph. But when he was born, Mary and Joseph did not pick Jesus' name.
Wow.
His name was given to him not by his earthly father,
but
by his heavenly father.
Thank you, God.
For you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
The name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation.
Yes, yes.
God loved us so that he sent, Sister Thomas, Jesus into the world to die for our sins.
Yeah.
The very mention of that name,
yes,
means salvation.
Yes, sir.
The name Jesus is a portrait of God the Father.
Yes.
God does not love us because Jesus died for us. Jesus died for us because God loves us.
Yes.
He sent Jesus to take,
yes,
our place on the cross.
Thank you.
He became sin for us,
yes, sir,
who knew no sin,
yes, thank you,
that we might become the righteousness of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord. I'm just preaching Bible to y'all this morning. Yes. There's power in that name.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
There's salvation in that name. There's hope and healing in that name. There is deliverance in that name. There's joy everlasting in that name. There's peace. There's happiness. Everything the believer needs is in the name of Jesus. It's a life-giving name. It's a sin-killing name. At the name of Jesus, every knee can be straightened. Every president, every potentate, every queen, every governor, every Kaiser, every emperor, every knee shall bow.
That's what he said.
Of things on earth, of things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Wherefore God has highly exalted him. Where does this exaltation come from? The scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Took upon himself the form of a servant that was made in the likeness of being found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. God emptied himself into a body of weakness and contamination. He came to stand in my place and your place, to sweat our sweat, to deal with our heat, to shiver in our cold, to die the death of a sinner, so that I and you may have a right to the tree of life. So, when I call the name Jesus, everybody who knows that name should feel something. If you don't feel something, it's because you really don't know that name. You don't know the name and you don't feel something at the calling of that name. When you call the name Jesus, there's something about that name. There I am. There is something about that name. The true believer can't sit still, be quiet, Reverend Lyles, or hold their peace at the mention of that name. If your back has been up against the wall, and you have called on the name of Jesus, and Jesus came to your rescue, whenever you hear that name called, your testimony is, I know him for myself. If you've been down to your last dime, and he stepped in right on time, you know that it is able. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can even ask or think. If you were lost on your way to hell, and he turned you all around at the mention of the name of Jesus, you cannot hold your peace. Yes. That name is a special name. But not only is that name a special name, the name of Jesus is a stainless name. Can Pastor teach this morning? His name is a stainless name. People of God, it's a stainless name. There's no sin associated with that name. There's no blemish associated with that name. There's no tarnish or rust associated with that name. There's no bad reputation associated with that name. If I call a few names, it is because they are infamous because of their reputation. Listen to this. The names like Adolf Hitler, names like Benito Mussolini, Napoleon Bonaparte, they are infamous because of their names. Then there are some famous names because of their names. Names like the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Harriet Tubman, Benjamin Banneker, George Washington Carver, and Barack Hussein Obama. They are famous for their names. Either famous or infamous. deceitfulness. There's some sin attached to those names. Yeah. There's no salvation in those names. Can I preach it like I feel it? Walk through the scripture unless you say that, Pastor, it's not in the book this morning. Help me call some names that are famous and infamous. Names like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Are y'all in hear me? Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, and Amos. Habakkuk and Zephaniah, Zechariah and Obadiah, Nahum, John the Baptist, great names, Moses, David, Jephthah, Obed, Edom, Ruth, Boaz, great names, but there's no salvation in those names. Let me name some infamous names from the scripture. Ananias and Sapphira, Jezebel, Nadab and Abihu, Judas Iscariot, some infamous names. Some famous names, all of them died. And when they died, Deacon Drayton, nothing happened. Their names died with them. But on Friday, on a skull-shaped hill called Golgotha, and a blood-soaked cross, Jesus, that's the name I'm trying to get to. When he died, something happened, y'all. I wish I had some Bible readers under the sound of my voice. And I said, when Jesus died, something happened. Graves got sick at the stomach, Reverend Lyle, and started to vomit up the dead. The dead in Christ protest, put on a protest and marched down the streets of Jerusalem. A centurion stands standing by the cross. I believe we killed the wrong man. Surely, this must be the Son of God. But when that name is called, everybody under the sound of my voice who is a saved, sanctified, secure, and selected, know that there is still power in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I'm trying to keep you long here today. It's a special name. It's the famous name. Watch, Pastor, now. Finally, Sister Thomas, it's a saving name. No other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name Jesus. My last breath before I die. Listen now. I hope I have the presence of mind. I hope I'm still in my right mind. Yes, my last breath, yes, hopefully before I die. Yes. I want to be able to say Jesus. Yes, why do I want to be able to say Jesus? Yes, because strange things happen. When you say the name Jesus, are y'all in the family? I got to go back to the Bible on y'all. Jesus was at a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, and they ran out of some wine. And his mother called his name and said, "These people's son has run out of wine." Jesus said, "Woman, what have I to do with that?" His mother said, "I ain't studying that. Don't pay no attention to him. Whatever Jesus tell you to do, do it." Jesus took some ordinary water pots and had them fill it with some ordinary water. And in between the dipping and the sipping, it became extraordinary drinking wine. Because there's something about that name. They were out in the desert place. All the food places were closed. The A&P, the 7-Eleven, y'all ain't feeling me. Walmart had shut down, and there was nowhere to buy no bread. There was a boy there with two fishes and five loaves of bread. And one of them disciples said, "What is that among so many people?" Jesus said, "Hey, sit them down on the green grass and bring that little bit of stuff to me." And when they put it in his hands, he lifted it up to his father. And when he brought it down to his disciples, he started adding by dividing, multiplying by subtracting. And when he was done, he fed 5,000 men, and not counting the women and children, because there's something about that name. A storm, I ain't done yet. A storm, Sister Thomas, came on the sea one night, and the disciples woke Jesus up, and Jesus stood and raised his hand and said, "Peace, be still." And there was a great calm. There was a woman who had an issue of blood, and Jesus was walking in the crowd on his way to Jairus' house. That woman had the good sense to grab Jesus' clothes. Yes. Jesus stopped and said, hey, somebody touch me. I wish I had a witness up in here today. The disciples said, come on, master. All these people here, somebody is bound to bump into you. Jesus said, no. It was something about this touch. Because I felt power and virtue run up out of me. The woman noticed that when Jesus stopped, watch me now. When Jesus stopped walking, Sister Thomas, the blood stopped flowing. Jesus said, who touched me? The woman said, I touched you. Jesus said, let me give you a class and help your theology. There's no healing in my clothes. The clothes is on the healer.
All right.
Peter's mother-in-law, I'm almost done. Peter's mother-in-law was dying from a fever. Jesus showed up in the house and just put his hands on her, and the fever left her. The woman of Nain was on her way to bury her only son. Jesus put his hand on the casket and turned a funeral into a feast. The boy came back to life again because there's power in the name of Jesus. But I don't have to go back to Cana of Galilee. I don't have to go back to the woman of Nain. I don't have to get in the crowd where the woman had an issue of blood. I don't have to get in the crowd where the boy only had 2 fish and 5 loaves. There is somebody under the sound of my voice this morning who knows that Jesus still has power. Somebody knows that there's still power in his name. There's joy in his name. There's deliverance in his name. There's salvation in his name. Y'all trying to make me work hard. But I'm trying to get up out of here. Let me go. Go from A to Z. Call in the name of Jesus. Let me go through the alphabet, Reverend Love. Talking about how wonderful that name really is. Help me, Holy Ghost. A. He's the Ancient of Days. B. He's the brightest of the Father's glory. C. He's the chief cornerstone. D. He's the day spring of Israel and the desire of all nations. E. He's the everlasting Father. R. Emmanuel. F. He's the faithful witness, the first fruits of the resurrection. G. He's the gift of God, the giver of eternal life. H. He's our hope, the horn of our salvation, or our high priest. I. He is our immortal, invisible, the great I am. Can I preach this like I feel it? J. He is our judge. K. He is our king. L. He is the Lamb of God, our lawgiver, and the living stone. M. He is our Messiah, our mediator, our messenger, and our master. N. He's the noble Nazarene, the carpenter. O. He's the offspring of David, the only begotten of the Father, the omnipotent and the omnipresent God. P. He's the Prince of Peace and our potentate. R. He's the root of Jesse and the rose of Sharon, the resurrection and the life. S. He's the seed of the woman and our sinless sacrifice. T. He is our tabernacle and our tree of life. I ain't done yet. I'm almost done. W. He is our witness, our way, and our wisdom of God. I done used all the alphabet. I missed some, but guess what? I'm going to make this thing easy on myself, Sister Thomas. So I'm just going to call him by his name. My mother's Jesus. My grandmother's Jesus. My daddy's Jesus. Your Jesus. My Jesus. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice who knows him for yourself? If you're not ashamed to testify, he has opened doors for you. If you don't mind a witness for him, there you are right now. Just stand wherever you are right now and say, I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know he's my day spring.
Yes, he is.
He's my rock in a weary land.
Yes, he is.
He's my shelter in a time of a storm.
Yes.
I know he's my way, the truth, and the life. But I just call him Jesus. Jesus early in the morning. a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. He's bread when you're hungry, water when you're thirsty. He's power. He's the mighty, majestic Jesus. And guess what, y'all? Didn't he die? Jesus got up with all power.
Lives. Wherever they are, Father God, I'm asking you never leave them. I pray, God, that you will keep them in your care. Lord Jesus, as they begin to study your word, may they begin to grow thereby. We want to tell you thank you, and we want to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
But I'll be shutting the camera off at this time, but I just want those of the church body to understand and witness this. Sister Thomas expressed the desire to be a member of New Jerusalem, and the proper way to do that is for, she's been baptized, she's saved, she's been baptized, she knows the Lord. I just need to accept her into this body and give her the right hand of fellowship. And so, and the proper way to do that is, I'm going to do that before we have communion, okay? Because communion is what helps us stay in the body, okay? So, Sister Thomas, as pastor of this great church, I thank God for you. You've been being faithful, you've been doing everything that a member would do before this time. I'm so glad that you have in your heart. It's hard to find good sheep.
Amen.
I thank God for good sheep. Amen. Thank God for good sheep. I mean, you can have a whole bunch of sheep, but you ain't got no good sheep. I mean, it don't make no sense having no sheep. But I thank God for you. Amen. I thank God for you. So as pastor, I extend you the right hand of fellowship, giving you access to all the rights and privileges as a member of New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. I want you to take your place among the people of God, and let God use you however he wants to use you. We're going to just walk down the King's Highway together. Pray for Pastor. Pastor's going to pray for you. Pray for the church. We're just going to be together. We're going to get through all this together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I'm going to shake your hand when you go back and you wash your hands. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. I'll go ahead and give the benediction now. If you have you give the benediction for this part of the service, and then we'll go into our communion service. All actually, I do know we don't have to do that yet. Let's just get ready. Let's have communion. Please. You don't have to do that. Yeah. Let's have this opportunity. Thank you. sing one more verse and let us break bread together. Let us break bread together. One verse. Took bread, and when he had given thanks, he break it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, which he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. Yes. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we will judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest, I like this part, and the rest will I set in order when I come. And the Lord's word is already blessed. We don't have, and back in those days, in the city of Jerusalem, when they did the Lord's Supper, they had mountains in there. Yes. Around the city, had mountains. Yes. In the city of Miami, Hollywood, we don't have no mountains, but we got mountains of sin.
Amen.
So we ask Reverend Lyles to pray to him, who's able to take this natural and turn it into a supernatural.
Yes. Yes.
Ask him to bless this for us.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Acknowledging, O God, that we are nothing without you. And as we assemble ourselves, Lord, to remember you in your death, your burial, and your resurrection. And as we have prepared some bread and some juice for Jesus to represent your body and your shed blood. We're asking you right now through the power of the Holy Spirit that you will take this natural and you will turn it into a supernatural.
Yes,
and as we apply it to our lives, may we be forever changed.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, as your body, which is the bread, was bruised for us, help us, Lord Jesus, to accept it and know that you also provide healing for our body. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood that was shed for us. The blood that cleanses us from all our sins and all our unrighteousness. As we use this as a symbol of your blood, let us apply it to our lives and those areas in our lives where we have fallen short. Those areas in our lives where we have not lived up to your mark. We ask you now, God, as we would participate, Lord Jesus, that it would come as the form of your blood. It would cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us in our minds. Cleanse us in our souls and cleanse us in our bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
remove the first layer exposing the bread. Remove the first layer exposing the bread. This is his body, which is broken for you. Eat ye all of it. Expose the second layer. This is his blood, which was shed for the remission of all sins. Drink ye all of it. Amen. Joining us today in our service, in our communion service. A little bit longer than it usually is, but knowing what happens on the first Sunday, we accepted a new member in, and we also went to our communion service. We thank God right now for his word. Remember this power in the name of Jesus. Let's remember that as we go through our daily walk with God. God is taking care of us. We will all be just okay. Amen? Amen. Let me give us the benediction so we can go. Let's look to the Lord and be dismissed. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forevermore. And all the people of God say, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.